X always gets his
I just
chair.
Want everybody to scream really loud because we just closed an amazing conference in Europe, Nosser, for the first time. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you,
Jack.
Thank everyone on the stage. These are the people that make it work. And there's folks who are not on the stage as well that have helped immensely as well.
It's very true. Thank you, Alex. I know you're out there and watching.
Yes. Let's start with the thank yous. So thank you, McShane. Alex McShane. Why are you not here again? But yes, we miss McShane so much. Thank you for everything. I'm going to do a little list of people I want to thank that are not here on stage with us. So let's start with McShane. We don't have NVK, so our conference was organized.
It was so much better without him.
Do you
100%?
What?
100%.
You guys don't.
Sorry, NVK. I have picked up all the jokes that you usually do. So, but we hope to have you for the next one, both you and McShane.
I'm actually sad I don't have our conference disorganizer.
Well, it's also the last one for you, Marce. You have really took the organization of this one, you and Anna. So big applause for them.
This is my last Nosser That World Conference, but it's not my last contribution to Nosser, okay? So I'm not leaving Nosser, but I am taking a step back organizing the conferences. So thank you, everyone, for giving me this opportunity. I'm happy to contribute. And keeping the list of people we need to thank. Wait, hold your horses, dude. We need to thank the Baltic Honey Badger team, but especially my best friend, the woman that holds me all the time, picks me up. Anna, thank you so much. I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This wouldn't be possible without the Baltic Honey Badger team. Anna, Max, all of you, Nas. Nas, you see all these beautiful designs? Well, Nas is the mastermind behind all of these beautiful designs. So please give her a huge applause because what? And I want to thank the BTC Pay Server team because for the first time, we have a Nosser conference that integrated Bitcoin. So thank you, Cooks, the most dev in the world. I love you. Thank you to the rest of the team. You're all amazing. Round of applause.
Alex, WebWordy, Nicholas, Sandeep. Yeah,
everyone. I mean, you guys are kind of like a big team. So, but love you all. Thank you. And who am I missing? So many people, but yes, so many people.
You always think you're missing something, Marcy, but I think you cover all the bases, you know, seeing by the applauses.
I mean, I want to make sure we thank all the volunteers because,
yes.
There's not many people up on this stage, but there are so many people that help make this happen.
Volunteers, 100%.
And that's the biggest thing I want to say. I'm only here because I subscribed as a volunteer. I found out one morning that Jack asked that I'm added to a Telegram channel, and I was added to Telegram channel, and 18 months later is the third conference I helped organize. So Jack, you will keep doing this?
And yeah. Well, I mean, first, by a show of hands, who should we do next year? Okay. So we've successfully gone to three different continents. We hit Central America, we hit Asia, Europe. Should we go back to one of those continents or choose a new one?
I think we got to do Australia.
Australia.
South America.
Guys, Latin America.
Africa.
Is South America, please.
Africa.
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica? You want to go back home?
No.
I mean, yeah.
No, but so I think probably the next one is a new continent. I'd go back to our previous ones. We're completely open to which one that might be. I thought the team here did a really amazing job because the first two were our own things, and our own things can challenge the attendance, and it can also be super expensive. So the fact that we can piggyback off of Honey Badger and a place that people would be in generally is awesome. to Rabble, I'm going to keep bringing your name up because your presentation was fantastic and I can't wait to share it with everyone. But to that point, like, we could choose to piggyback off a different type of conference, not a Bitcoin conference, and maybe shine more light on that particular idea. So we're open to all these ideas, and please send notes about them and post about them, and we'll make decisions around. Like,
we will run a poll on the Striga account, and then we can get all the input, because I love the idea of a new continent, whether it's South America, Africa, or Australia, and then maybe some of the conference organizers can also help us by saying, hey, we will give you 2 days ahead of the conference.
So before we start choosing a new place, it's important to know that I'm leaving, but we are totally, for real, open sourcing how we did this whole thing. So we have kept really good records this time. XFrog, Mads have been amazing at doing that with me, and we will share every step on how we got here so that not only the next organizers and these guys can pick a new place, but also all of you can make your own on conference. So this is key. In a few months, we're going to give you all a full-on package with everything, and then I guess you guys will decide.
Yeah, but in the meantime, I'm going to spin up a new GitHub spot. So if you have ideas that are coming up just straight out of the event, just post an issue about it. It's somewhere where we can all aggregate our information, and we might not use GitHub. There are plenty of emergent Nostr things that could help us do the same thing without it being tied to Microsoft. But we'll gather all the information and use it to help guide the future.
Yeah, and I was also talking about this. Like, from my side, I will write a summary on Nostr about my experience of helping organize this conference, because it's something that I also invested time, and want to make it also clear that I'm only here because you wanted me here. You know, like, you added me to team. You have been such a great teammate supporting me, and as you are stepping down, Marcel, like, I'm doing the same, but more to open a place for someone else, you know, in the audience, or someone that's watching this on live stream. They're like, I want to help organize Nostr on conference, you know, like, join the team, and I'm going to write a Nostr post, link all the resources we'll produce, and, you know, like, be a rock star, step up, you know, and help organize Nostr on conference.
Yeah, but definitely looking for people. Just out of curiosity, by a show of hands, how many people went to Costa Rica with us? What about Tokyo? And how many of you all are sticking around for Honey Badger? Awesome. So, like, this says a lot. And, like, I think there is real opportunity to merge forces with other conferences and making sure that we have those ideas and are seeing them is really critical. And, like, the more we can take that feedback, the better it's going to get. And how many of you like the idea of Matt O'Dell's idea of charging next year?
But getting more money back.
But getting more money back. Yeah. Getting more money back.
Everyone, let's go.
Because the reason I wanted to do these things is because I didn't want any corporate sponsorship. And I wanted to make sure that we have a conference that is free of any other incentive, that it could really be itself. And early on, like, the free part was also like, we need to get people here. It's already hard enough to get to a place like Costa Rica or Tokyo or Riga. And there's a lot of expense that goes into that, the hotels and planes, and a lot of you brought your families. And some of the original principles we had is we wanted to make this family-friendly. And inclusive. We wanted it to be inclusive of folks who choose not to share their identity with the world, which I think we've more or less succeeded with. We wanted it to be a place where the lack of structure, like, creates creativity, and that's the unconference part of it.
And still make it accessible for people who can't
and still make
it
accessible.
All the way here.
Yeah. And the fact that not everyone can make this trip, thank you for all the technology, to stream it to the world.
And thank you, Playful Screen, for all of the live streaming.
So I think those principles are still ring true and resonate. But we're always looking for new ideas and new things that we should be considering that are consistent with what we're trying to build.
Yeah, and again, from our side, and from my side, I will be glad to share the experiences of organizing these conferences because there are a lot of gotchas. One of the biggest ones, Jack, I must say, that I didn't see coming. Coming to Nostrica, I was so excited. Usually Bitcoin conferences and, adjacent to Bitcoin, which is what I saw in Oster. Usually it's 90% males, But I come to Nostrica and it's 50-50%, so I was more women are into Nostr. Yeah, they are. Let's go. Applause for that.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing about the first one, and I think even this one in Tokyo, is it's not just about developers, it's about the people using it. And the more people we have that are actually using it, that are in these audiences, the more opportunities we have for developers to talk with them and really understand what the failures and what the gaps are. And we need more of that. So even if you're not a developer or know someone who's not a developer but loves the work, invite them next year, wherever it happens to be. Or invite them to watch it online.
And on that note, I want to have a big thank you for Derek Ross for fostering the 101 track and helping bring noobs up to the speed.
Derek is a legend. Legend, legend, legend.
Also, Rabble for doing the Foo, what's it called?
Foo Camp.
Foo Camp. Yeah, that was amazing. Thank you
Rabble,
so much. Amazing idea.
Rabble Razor.
And I mean, what is a Nostr conference without 700 Pablo talks? How many did we have, Mads?
I think 8 confirmed talks from Pablo. We've also floated the idea of the next conference, if maybe him just having his end stage so we don't have to send him running as much, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think it was a bit X and Mats put the agenda together and the whole thing was okay, we need to move this because this person canceled, blah, blah, blah. Oh, wait, no. Where is Pablo? Oh, it collides with him. We need to move it again. No, we need to do this. Oh, what? Where is Pablo? Either we clone Pablo or we give him his own stage.
Okay, so I know the biggest value in these conferences is actually having conversations in the hallway and outside and whatnot. So I'm sure people want to do that and want to get to the after party. Are there any other critical things that we need to share with folks?
Oh, yeah, we have numbers.
We have numbers?
Yeah.
Wow, first time.
We're growing. We're mature adults now.
While she's looking at that, I can share you, Jack, one critical thing. At Nostrica, when you came to me and hugged me, and you're like, yeah, going to stage the talk. After that, I've had 10 women approach me, ask me to get an introduction to you. So whoever is organizing the future conference, watch out for that. So be aware.
Thank you for sharing that.
It's valuable, valuable data, of course. after that data, I think mine is probably shit. But guys, we had at 342 people come in between today and yesterday. Some people just came yesterday, some people just came today, but I think this is the first time we have actual numbers, but this is actually the most amount of people we've ever had at a Nostr conference. And I don't think there is on any other protocol, I don't think Mastodon or Blue Sky or anyone has a conference like this one. So this is for all of you. Thank you.
Do we have viewers? Viewers? I just asked if we have viewership numbers online. But I think the attention continues to grow, and we want to continue to make this better, and it's only going to get better with feedback. So please be frank, tell us what's up, tell us how to make it, how to improve it, and how to make it super cool and keep it super weird.
What you want to see and what you want to do to make it a reality, because it's, we can't do it all ourselves. We need everyone here to help make the next thing, whatever it's going to be.
And maybe that's a perfect segue that we take a couple of questions, 3, 4. And
I thought we had more numbers. I mean, there were 100 issues submitted to GitHub, and like,
yeah. Well, those are your beautiful numbers. We had 60. So at closing date of submissions for the agenda, we had the best number. We had 69 submissions.
Nice.
But in total, including the open mic stage, we had over 100 submissions to the agenda. So.
And that was really a testament to the process, and I would really encourage if the next conference, like, I will be there definitely, whether I'm organizing or not, just like hanging out with you, Jack. So, and then use this process on GitHub that was pioneered by TapConf, Michael Tidwell, Brianna, Brendan, the process where you really allow all the people to open an issue on GitHub, say, you know, what they're going to talk about, what they want to talk about, how they want to contribute. Like, and success rate is pretty high. Like, out of 100 issues that we had submitted, only 2, like, didn't show up, Svetsky and Waterblower. Yeah. So, missing you, Svetsky. But all the other people showed up, did, you know, great presentations, created a great conversation, which is what it's all about. I've traveled to conferences, but as Jack is saying, it's all about those conversations in hallway, the connections you make, and that's what I really think. Like, we made this edition about, but next edition should also be all about that.
Okay.
Should we take no more than 3 questions, because I'm sure people want to get out here and talk.
Anna has the mic.
Oh,
if
wait,
there are
wait.
Any questions.
Anna was our chief what? Chief
croissant officer?
Yeah, big applause to our chief croissant officer.
Thank you. Any questions or statements?
I'll 3. Something while Anna's looking. Come to the next Noster conference. I had a pretty cool conversation today with some of the Noster client developers and about private messaging DMs. I'm not technical. I can contribute. It was pretty cool. So please, we need developers and we need people that are not, that are challenged at GitHub like we are to be here, because I think that's how we keep moving it forward for the masses.
All right, wait. 1 question or statement?
Hi, I'm Chris. I'm an engineer on the GitHub on Noster thing. This is an awesome conference. It was also awesome that it was free. I would like to see more art. I mean, art is really like an emotional thing. You know, this is like, it's inspiration. This ostrich who's like pissed off about something is really cool. And
are you an artist? Will you bring art to the next one?
I'm friends with lots of great artists. I'm not an artist, but I would love to promote them here.
As long as they're not trying to sell their art. Like, we're trying not to have a monetized thing. Just, like, bring the art, display it. But
yeah. I tried to bring art to the stage, my hammer. Like, you took it.
See, yeah. I
it's okay. We'll have great. Art in the lobby.
Also, yeah. On the proof of talk stage, there was someone sketching the talks the whole time. So, a lot of art. But if you have art,
cool.
Bring your art.
The guy's handle is Satoshi Builds. Satoshi definitely builds.
Okay, we have 1 here.
First of all, thank you so much for organizing this. I can imagine how hard it is to make the agenda fit, to make it all work out. I think my only point of feedback, if I may, is it's been a little hard sometimes to like find the time slots of the separate the presentations. And like make a agenda for myself. That's my experience. And there was sometimes some over like 5 or 10 minutes overlap. That was a little hard sometimes. But Again, thanks so much, and I know for sure I'm ready to quit my fiat job and start developing for NASA.
Woo!
Amazing.
Let's go.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, to that point, I want a 3 or 4 day conference. I want 30 minutes between every session. I want them staggered. I want people to be able to go out and talk to the people who are presenting right after it happens. Maybe go into a room like the DIY room and like continue the conversation, but without any of the tech. Yeah, let's do it. Let's help us do it.
Yeah, one person is excited about that.
Last question.
Developers.
I might just take this opportunity because just take the last question. It's especially for Jack, but if anyone else has opinions or thoughts, then it's cool. So Jack, we it's like spending money on development and these type of things and bootstrapping is not necessarily easy. It requires organization. Luckily, we have OpenSats that really helps doing it. But initially, you send some Bitcoin to Fiat Jeff, and he has a really hard time actually spending that money. So what kind of thoughts do you have on for Fiat Jeff to get rid of this Bitcoin?
Well, I think he helps make decisions on OpenSats as well. But one of the reasons I had never met Fiat Jeff. I've never had a phone call with him. I have no idea where he is. I know that he's somewhere in Brazil. But
next to a very busy road.
Okay, yeah. But I just immediately had this sense of, that he would do the right thing. And he hasn't failed that. And if he needs to take the time to release these funds, so be it. Like I trust him. I think he's been very deliberate about everything, and I think he's really measured and tried to balance as much as he can. And you know, he can be cranky, and he can be concise and to the point. But I think he has the protocol's best interests at heart, and we need someone like that, who's just kind of an asshole sometimes, that is looking out for how this thing lives up to its promises. And saying that is one thing, but putting money behind it is a completely different thing that has far greater weight. So I don't want to rush him. Take his time.
Okay, but that will mean that I'll spend it. That's basically what it comes down to.
Okay.
That's the fourth question, so we wrap up.
I think the perfect way to end this, especially talking about Fiat Jeff, is everybody take out your phone, send them a GM message. Everybody test the internet
GM
here, see
Fiat
if we can
Jeff.
Bring it down like we did it in the jungle.
Should it be good night?
Yeah. No, because is it in Brazil right now? It's always morning. GM.
Well, that is true. GM.
Everybody send Fiat Jeff GM.
Good morning, and Fiat Jeff. He loves it. The reason we send him that is because he loves it. He loves seeing those two letters together with his name. And the more you do that, not just right now, please all do it right now, but the more you do it, the more he falls in love with all of us. Hi. Thank you
love
all.
Love you, Fiat Jeff.
This is amazing.
Thank you.
See you soon.